So, Amy, your talk is about keeping true to your belief and the importance of living the story. Can you tell me what that means to you?
I mean, that's a really brief way of saying that I believe it's really important to go deep into every story, which means I spend years on every single story I work on. And it means that I go and really live in every place I'm working instead of parachuting in. Because in the beginning, I was a wire correspondent working for Associated Press, and I would literally fly into a place, parachute in for a few days, and leave. And how can you possibly do justice to the people in their story when you've already got the story in your head before you even landed?
Mm-hmm. Now, you cover some of the most compelling and engaging wildlife stories that are happening in our world right now. What are some of those most compelling stories? What are you seeing?
Well, I think you have to come to the talk to hear them. No, they're actually really, they're stories that will surprise you, because it's really easy to turn on the news and think that the world is over. And the truth is, we have enormous challenges that we have to overcome. But I also see these incredible things happening that give me hope. And I think it's very important to talk about those, because they become the blueprint for other places. And I don't think that only talking about the challenges and the things that divide us will get anybody out of bed in the morning and want to do something about it. And so my goal is to try to motivate action and inspire people to get out there and make a difference in their own communities.
And we see that through your work. So your most recent story in National Geographic was about a community coming together to save elephants. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're seeing there?
Yes, that is where I'm headed in a few days. I'm headed back there because what I'm seeing, it's called Ritete Elephant Sanctuary. It's the first community, indigenous community owned and run elephant sanctuary in all of Africa. The other thing is they're hiring, it's the first women elephant keepers in all of Africa. But it's the community taking ownership of the wildlife there and out there protecting them. It's such a beautiful, hopeful story. And against all odds, they're succeeding.
Now, one of the things that first brought your photography to my attention was your work with giant pandas. In addition to being some of the cutest photos I've ever seen, can you talk a little bit about your work with pandas and what you're seeing with populations coming back?
Sure. That was another surprise story. I think when we read news about China, we generally assume that it's, we just hear the bad environmental stories. You can't possibly imagine anything good is happening there. So that story blew my mind. I really started researching it, spending years and time getting to know the people behind the animals and trying to save them. And it was such a hopeful story. And then at the end of it, after we published in National Geographic, about a month later, the panda was actually taken off the endangered species list. I'm not saying that they still don't have massive challenges, but there's a lot of things that people don't know about. China is doing a lot. It's one of the only countries in the world right now where forest coverage is actually growing. They're spending massive amounts to connect corridors where the pandas, the little pockets where they still live, and create more habitat for them. And frankly, the panda is then the ambassador for all these other endangered animals that are living in those same places.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Vitale is a photojournalist for National Geographic who has covered war, conflict, wildlife, and environmental stories. Her lecture, Rhinos, Rickshaws, and Revolutions, is tonight at 6 at the Hotel Jerome. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.